Yesterday we were discussing the pastime of Nala Kuvera and Manigriva being cursed by Narada Muni, and one very interesting point that was brought up by the Acharyas is that he wanted to help Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, and he was thinking that if I just give them love of God, they're not qualified yet for it, they have to be purified. And if I just curse them to suffer, then it has no ultimate redeeming value or ultimate benefit, just like many criminals, after they get out of jail, they continue to commit crimes. So he was thinking, I would like to give them love of Krishna, but I have to get them ready for it. And the best way I think that I can do that is to curse them to become trees, and they will suffer and become remorseful. I will give them that cognition of what they've done and why they're trees so that they can become purified. So his idea was, we'll make them humble, and then they'll become ready to receive Krishna's darshan. It was actually 20,000 years they stood as trees in Vrindavan, and then eventually that became Nanda Maharaj's courtyard. But the significant thing is that Nala Kuvera and Manigriva were devotees of Lord Shiva. And Narada Muni was very cautious about cursing them because they were devotees of Lord Shiva and respected demigods. So he was going back and forth in his mind, and he realized that cursing them would help them. But devotees don't curse, or devotees don't cause problems for other devotees or other demigods or other devotees of Lord Shiva. So he was in a lot of anxiety, out of humility, thinking I shouldn't cause problems for other people. I shouldn't curse, I shouldn't offend. And I thought it was very significant that how reluctant he was, even though he knew it was going to be good for them, he was still very reluctant to do anything which might be upsetting. So we could take this, for example, for us to be very reluctant to say anything bad about another devotee or to have to correct another devotee. We should be very reluctant. We should always want to honor, glorify, and appreciate. So if we're in a situation where we need to say something, like Narada Muni, we should be very cautious and very thoughtful about it. And he was thinking, should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? It wasn't just that he did it spontaneously. Yes, this is what they need, and I'm going to curse them to become trees. Thought about it. And even after he did it, he still felt somewhat remorseful to have done that. It still didn't feel right to him. So that's the humility of a devotee. So we shouldn't be so anxious just to condemn somebody for something they've done, which may be objectively wrong. We should be reluctant, because as devotees, our main desire is to appreciate and serve and glorify the other Vaishnavas.